Have you noticed that everybody's got a cold right now, especially at the office? So what to do if you're trying to avoid getting sick? Joining us now is Dr. David Katz, preventive medicine specialist at Yale. Welcome.
Thanks so much. Good to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, and it seems like whenever one member of the staff gets sick, everybody gets sick. What's the one thing people can do to avoid that?
Well, given the fact that I'm getting over a cold right now, I wonder if there is one thing we could do. You know, the obvious one at the top of the list really would be frequent hand washing, because obviously the viruses that tend to go around this time of year are transmitted that way, and it definitely helps. But it's not perfect, because a lot of what goes around in the winter is airborne. Coughing, sneezing transmits it, and consequently, even clean hands are not a perfect defense. So I would think of this actually in two ways. One is do all we can to minimize transmission, and that's good personal hygiene, frequent hand washing. But the second is to fortify defenses within, and that's doing all we can to have a robust immune system. And two key things that I think are often overlooked there are adequate sleep and management of stress. I think we all know we tend to get sick when we are stressed out or sleep deprived, and most of us are both most of the time. So that makes us very vulnerable.
So that even if you are in a room, a conference room full of people who are coughing and sneezing, maybe your own defenses will work because you've gotten adequate sleep and you've managed your stress.
That's what the immune system's for, and it works impressively well. There are potential germs in our environment all the time, and most of the time we don't get sick because it does its job. So tipping the balance in its favor, Jeremy, is not an absolute guarantee. You know, there's nothing I'm going to say today that will guarantee you never get another cold. But absolutely, essentially having balance in your basic health and immune system responses is a robust defense. So, you know, you do what you can to minimize exposure from without, do all you can to cultivate a robust response within. That's a powerful combination.
You know, when you go to certain countries like Japan, you see that people who are sick, who have a cold, they wear masks on their faces, which is something that most people in this country do not do. Is it something we should do?
It's not unreasonable. And, you know, my kids have all been taught to sneeze into their elbows, which I always find a little bit odd, but, you know, not totally unreasonable. And the germs aren't on their hands to spread. And actually, it does make more sense to wear the mask if you are the one with the cold. And there are filtration masks that do a pretty good job of trapping the germs and certainly limiting the spread of particles. So putting on a mask because you're afraid of getting somebody else's cold is not highly effective, and it's pretty inconvenient into the bargain. It actually is a public courtesy if you're coughing and sneezing and potentially spreading germs to contain those with a mask. So not unreasonable. On the other hand, not all that well studied in terms of how effective that is as a public health strategy.
What about people who decide to wipe down their keyboards or use paper towels to open doors?
So, you know, again, there are germs in the environment, and I think there's a balance to strike here. At some point, perfect is the enemy of good, if only because you're so busy trying to prevent infection that, you know, it becomes something of an obsession. You know, I think that gets tedious after a while. And the question is, you know, how focused do you want to be all day, every day on potential exposure to germs in order to avoid one extra cold a year? The other thing, Jeremy, is, you know, there's more and more attention to the importance of bacteria in human health. And I think sort of an obsession with hygiene takes us into the realm where we're killing friend as well as foe. So antimicrobial hand soaps and antibiotic wipes and so forth. Essentially, we risk exposing ourselves to antibiotics, putting antibiotics in the drinking water. They're already in the food supply. That has major implications for the health of the microbiome everybody's hearing so much about. And a healthy microbiome actually influences the functioning of our immune system in a way that potentially helps protect us.
And what about diet? Is there something, in addition to making sure you get enough sleep, that you ought to be eating to stay healthy or drinking to stay healthy during these winter months?
No question, but for the most part, it's the same formula that promotes robust health all year round. So sure, there are particular advantages to brightly colored fruits and vegetables that provide lots of antioxidants. Those are important to the immune system. Getting enough omega-3 in the diet is important to a balance of hormones that optimize immune system function, and avoiding things that interfere with immune responses by promoting dysfunctional inflammation. And that would be highly processed foods and processed meats and an excess of sugar and saturated fat. So, you know, ultimately you put all that together, you wind up with the same basic recommendation you would have for overall good health. Eat a diet of minimally processed foods, mostly plants, lots of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, beans, lentils, nuts, seeds, and drink water, plain water preferentially for thirst. If you get that right year-round, you simply can't go too far wrong, and it will take care of all the nutrients you need as well.
So given the fact that you have a cold, which part of your own advice are you not following?
I tend to have trouble with the sleep one. I'm always shoehorning some extra thing into my day, and I do my best to get the right amount of sleep, but it's a challenge. But I'll tell you, actually, here was the problem for me. It wasn't that I ignored any of my own advice, but you know, obviously we're just through the holiday season. I have five kids, so they all converged from all over, and several of them are in college, so you know, they live in dorms with lots of other people. I mean, effectively, they are petri dishes on legs, and there's only so much you can do. So 'tis the season to share joy and love, but also to pass along pestilence. So I wound up with a cold. But you know, the good news is, of course, if you are healthy, and I am, and I do practice what I preach, you get better pretty quickly. And even when you have a cold, it doesn't feel great, but you don't get as sick as you would if your health weren't terrific to start with. But again, unfortunately, no absolute guarantee for any of us.
That's Dr. David Katz, who is a preventive medicine specialist at Yale University. Dr. Katz, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. Take good care.